20 years ago this weekend, Matthew Shepard encountered Aaron McKinney and Russell Henderson at the Fireside Bar in Laramie. McKinney told police that he noticed that Shepard had money and decided to rob him. He admitted that he thought Shepard would be an easy target because he was small in stature and appeared to be gay. McKinney told law enforcement authorities that he convinced Shepard to join them by claiming that he was gay. Henderson told police that he drove while McKinney spoke to Shepard in a feminine voice. But McKinney said Shepard put his hand near his genitals, which enraged him. He told Shepard he was being robbed and demanded his wallet. He punched Shepard and started hitting him with a .357 Magnum handgun and directed Henderson to what was then an abandoned area next to the Sherman Hills subdivision on the east side of town. Shepard was tied to a fence, beaten, and left alone. Eventually, Shepard died, and McKinney and Henderson would face a number of charges, including murder. The prosecutor initially sought the death penalty in the case, but the Shepherds asked that the death penalty be withdrawn after McKinney was convicted. Here's a montage of our coverage from that time.
A couple of very sick and twisted people caused something to happen that nobody in Wyoming accepts. It's that simple.
These kind of hate crimes need to stop. And, it's ridiculous. How would you like to be beaten to death just because you liked boys? You know, it's ridiculous.
The focus here is the death of a young man. And what we're trying to do is maintain our focus as to that. And the evidence that we've obtained, both physical and as through statements, and that's what we're focusing on. I would hope that people would try to stay away from political agendas and any other personal agendas they may have.
I noticed that his right eye was open, his left eye was closed shut. The only place that he didn't have any blood on him on his face was what appeared to be where he'd been crying down his face. I noticed his ear, right ear, was not intact.
Matthew was in the center of the truck seat. When they were passing Walmart at that time, they initiated an attack away at least 2 to 3 times with the fist and once with the pistol, possibly twice, and demanded the wallet at that point. They made the statement, guess what, we're not gay. You're going to get jacked. It's Gay Awareness Week.
We've already got laws in place to punish the individuals that killed this boy. That was wrong. But that boy's lifestyle is also wrong.
Gay and lesbian groups hope anti-homosexual fear will not diminish people's outrage over the death of Matthew Shepard. Denise DePearson of the group Equality Colorado says they expect the so-called homosexual panic defense to be used in the trials of the two men accused of fatally beating Shepard last fall.
Did you or anyone else find any evidence of torture to Mr. Shepard?
That's torture, sir.
In your opinion, that's what you're saying, is the blunt trauma to the head?
18 times, bruising to the groin area, yeah.
The biggest question is if prosecutors can find a jury in Albany County that will give someone the death penalty. It's never happened before. And in a case earlier this year, a jury failed to give someone the death penalty in Albany County for his involvement in killing a prison guard. Henderson's attorney, Wyatt Skaggs, is a courtroom veteran who apparently likes his chances in Laramie. Skaggs decided against having the case tried in another county, despite having changed venues in other murder cases in the past.
That was one of his biggest fears, was that they would want to try and vindicate Laramie because Laramie has been tarred with this national brush. And he said that the media has, quote, literally injected into our community a feeling of guilt. And he wanted to know if any jurors would make their decision because they felt guilty about it and wanted to make some sort of national statement.
You know, Matthew stood for something, and that something was tolerance, a tolerance of people. And she told me it would be wrong at this stage of the proceedings if our motives were revenge instead of justice. How ironic. The two people that gave Matthew Shepard life give some type of pity to a person that had murdered their son.
More than a year ago, our son Matthew was murdered because he was gay. He was a victim of a brutal crime motivated by hatred. The outcome of this trial will never bring Matthew back to us. but we believe that justice was served today.